Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. It is the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show. Liverpool taking on the Ev in the FA Cup third round. It's a 4:01 kickoff, which we'll get asked the question. It's to raise awareness for mental health. So, yeah, there you go. There's that. James Sutton joins me in the Chris Pajak role. Good to see you.
A pleasure to be here, as
just
always.
Just done the final word show for Sheffield United, so everyone is in a splendid mood. Have you still got the energy levels for this?
Yeah, I've got the energy. Yeah, I think, yeah, I can muster up something.
Maintain your A-game.
I can maintain, yeah. I brought my A-game and I'm going to maintain it.
Yeah, we've brought our A-game on the other couch as well. We've got Ross Chanley and we've got Georgie Stevens as well. Guys, yeah, the FA Cup, James, I'll start with you. It's these again. I've got it as a similar but totally different test the last time. You know, we got them right at the tail end of the Marco Silva reign. There was nothing left on the pitch there in terms of like attitude, endeavour, you know, mentality-wise. I think they were all waiting for him to go. They've since had a hot injection of Big Dunk into them. I know, yeah. Big Dunk Fury. And now they've got, look, in Carlo Ancelotti, a genuine world-class manager. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a very, very, very different test.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd expect a very different game. What I would say is that Ancelotti's been brought in for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to get them out of the dregs of the Premier League table.
Mm.
This is not.
I don't know. I think they've got him in to win a Merseyside derby, to be perfectly honest, because
well, you think four corners.
You think, yeah. that's their remit for the whole season. Just do a win. Yeah. Just do a win at Anfield and put a little sprinkle of something on this season. Their focus is not on this FA Cup. It won't be, I don't think. So away at Anfield, I don't think it is. I think they make as many changes as we make.
Oh, wow.
Actually, yeah, I really do. But I expect a difficult game. I think we, you know, obviously we're going to be rotating. Obviously we're going to be bringing, we are going to be playing some kids. This is not going to be, on the tail end of, you know, the past 3 weeks of fixtures that we've had, there's no way that we play, you know, anywhere near a full strength side for me. But I think we have a really, really strong bench, and I think we make some big changes in the second half.
Klopp referenced the Georgia post match after Sheffield United, and he kind of said, you know, he talked about having 12, and then with Minamino 13 senior players, and then the kids. But he did say fresh legs. You know, he said I make decisions, but also you've got like the sports science, the medical department make decisions. But there will be fresh legs in this, and there kind of has to be. We've played that much football. I wonder whether, and we talked about this briefly on the Final Word show, I think there's a lot of people out there who would be watching this who would be really upset that Liverpool won't go full strength for this. I'm glad we've got the points on the board in the Premier League, mm-hmm. and I think we were always going to have to see where we lay after that.
Yeah.
We're going to be forced to make changes just because we've got so many injuries. I think the squad will be weaker than it would have been.
Yeah.
But because of the injuries, we'll have to make changes.
I think there's confidence in the kids that we've got, especially with the performance they put against Villa. There is confidence that it's not like we're rolling out, you know, under-18s that we've never heard of. Most of these lads, mm-hmm. we know
of. We had a lad who won 99 against Aston Villa. Bless him, he won't be involved in this game. You're right, there's a clutch of those lads who are trusted, they've been in amongst the first team.
But like at the same time, I think a lot of fans don't want us, just because it is a cup and just because we are at the end of the day, it's a Merseyside derby. We want to win at all costs. Like, to pull out the second best side compared to what we're, I think, is doing a disservice to what it's about. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, we do need fresh legs, but at the end of the day, fresh legs can come in the form of, you know, Adam Lallana, yeah. Minamino. It's no longer, you know, rolling out this kid that we've never heard of before. Yeah. It's you know, these actual world-class players.
I think it's finding that balance, isn't mm-hmm. it, between the squad that played the Villa game and our regular sort of starters. Mm-hmm. It's finding that kind of balance. So, you know, you wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, the same goal, you know, a regular goalkeeper, one or two of our... Is everything okay?
Okay. With his massive breakfast.
Was that his stomach? I thought I heard something. Yeah. You know, and then you know, one of our, you know, one or two of our centre backs. But then you know players like Harvey Elliott, who mm-hmm. you know was incredible against Villa. You put him in a team that has
he made an incredible
quality against.
Yeah, quality against Sheffield United. Make one fantastic run off the ball before the full time whistle and shaking someone's hand.
But you put him in front of an Adam Lallana and a player of that quality, all of a sudden, you know, he's the runs that he's making and the way that he's thinking suddenly becomes part of a real formula.
And there's no way we're going to go with, look, the Villa game was an exception, Ross. It was special circumstances. we're never going to see Liverpool put a team like that. I don't think we'll ever see it in football, probably, unless we win the Champions League again and we end up right back in that situation next year. So we will rotate, but I think we'll rotate within what we know. I think the lads who were on the bench, I don't think we're going to go much further, because there's not actually too many more players than the lads who were involved in the matchday squad against Sheffield United. Minamino is probably the only one from outside that is likely to come in.
Yeah, I just echo what these guys have said. I think it's important in the sense that to get to the next round for when the injured players come back in, and you can rotate in that sense of keeping them fresh and getting them. So Shaqiri come back in. The FA Cup's good for him to get some game time. Adrian equally. I see him playing this weekend because I don't see where he gets his game time otherwise. Mm-hmm. I don't think he comes in for the Champions League. I don't think he comes for the Premier League unless obviously Alisson is injured or suspended. I just think it's, again, like James said, find that balance. Like, go and play the kids, because I think some of them are capable of playing or of starting this game and having the confidence to start, supported by experienced players in the side.
Where do you sit on it, though? Because we're talking about it like it's an inevitability. I think we're all... For me, I think the criticism of it, it's not... The FA Cup, it's irrelevant that it's the FA Cup, because the derby's a derby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got this phenomenal record against them. The idea of throwing that away... potentially, is I think where the real annoyance in this comes from.
I think I'm more concerned with the fact that it's a derby and the fact that the record at Anfield might get disturbed if we lose this game rather than it being the FA Cup. But it's also a chance to give an opportunity to other players, given the fact that I think we played 9 games in December and we won them all, and mm-hmm. then we played another one. Like, you can't just carry on playing the same players over and over again. Mm.
I think the FA Cup, as much as like the Carabao Cup people dismiss because, like, not rightly so, but like we have bigger things going on at that time. The FA Cup, if we win the league, which is our main priority, to also have a good run in the FA Cup with the possibility of potentially getting to a final with the best team in the league, we should do. Mm-hmm. Imagine,
yeah.
like to do a double is something that nobody's really talking about, because we're that focused on imagine if we win the league. Yeah. It's a very likely possibility we could win this cup as well. Yeah. And that is something that I think would shut a lot of people up.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, it's a fluke, it's this, it's that. It's one of the greatest sides in history.
And the Champions League, fuck it, let's have a treble.
Well, yeah, like, why not indeed?
It's possibilities. Yeah.
And that's the thing, it's so early in it, isn't it? And our record in the FA Cup's been dreadful in the Klopp, James. I think, you know, we actually haven't gotten past the fourth round.
God, is that true?
Under Klopp, yeah. The furthest we got recent times was semi-finals under Brendan Rodgers.
Premier League teams for the past 3 seasons. Like Wolves, Chelsea.
We seem to get really tough draws in it, don't we?
Yeah.
But again, it goes, you know, it goes back to Jurgen Klopp and his game management and his situational management. The record of Everton not winning at Anfield for years, publicly he'll say he doesn't care about that, but come on, it's important. Yeah, exactly right. It's important. So yes, we take it very seriously. Yes, we want to get through. Yes, we want to lift the bloody thing. but there's got to be some rotation. But he has huge faith in these players.
I keep coming back. I got asked the question this morning about it, like the FA Cup, is it a priority, blah, blah, blah. I think people, I think George is right in saying this. I think we've got it psychologically, like you've got to jettison the FA Cup. Like you need to get rid of it in order to give ourselves the best place players. Look, you said it on the final word. It would take something unreal for us to not win the league at this point. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it's one of those situations. Maybe it being Everton means we do go a bit tougher than this. I think you can afford to make... I mean, we had to make so many changes against Wolves because it was just... we didn't have the bodies. We end up with Keanu Hoover at the back because... Lovren blew up in the first 5 minutes, didn't he, of that game? You wouldn't play otherwise. I wonder whether it being a derby means we might have to go a bit strong, because you're dead right. I think if you get through this, look, you might get Man City in the next round and then you're just smacking your foreheads and just crashing to the floor, aren't you? But you might get a Macclesfield or you might get a whatever. Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, the third round that we would be in, the fifth round, is not till like March. Mm. It's like the 20th of March or something. By that point, we could have the league won by then. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, an FA Cup run could be a decent thing. So why there's no need
to... I think as well, what it always used to be as well, was it'd be that annoyance and that like issue of a midweek game somewhere, you mm-hmm. know, and then we've got another game on the Sunday. This team has been to Qatar and back and then played a Premier League and not been beaten. Yeah. So a midweek travel down to Oxford United on a Wednesday isn't going to be an issue to them. Like, in terms of recovery and in terms of you know, the side being ready for a big game on the weekend, that's no longer an issue. Yeah.
And we've got loads of players that are about to come back as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we're about to have, you know, another three members of this squad return from reasonably long term injuries within the next two or three weeks. So that adds a bit more strength to it. Yeah. So it does become an exercise in, you know, let's win this, let's get through this, and then see where we are. But within that, you have to
the kids as well manage it. Played, lost that Carabao Cup game, but they still gain the experience from it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So everything that they're doing, even if it's like Harvey Elliott, like we joked about, it was a minute against Sheffield United.
Well, we're saying they lost it. Harvey Elliott. Was it, you know what I mean? There's not too many of the lads actually who were
involved in their hands, it being involved in these FA Cup games. So it's like, you know, like George, they're not dragging them out the cold. They've never played Liverpool before. Harvey mm-hmm. played a minute last night or whatever it was, something stupid. But he's still getting on the pitch at Anfield and experiencing what that is and what that means to go on and play in a game.
I thought Klopp talking about it, Ross, and saying, like, you know, if the players you put on that shirt, if they want to go through, they're gonna have to put the soul out onto the pitch, basically. Mm-hmm. But this is it. You know, look at the likes of Adam Lallana. Mm-hmm. We'll talk preferred 11th, but like Adam Lallana is definitely going to play this game. Yeah. He's definitely playing this game as long as he, you know, touch wood, he doesn't pick up an injury between now and then, which is of course possible. If he's fit, he'll play. And so tell someone like Adam Lallana that we're not asked about this. Mm. It's bullshit. You know, there will be people who are like, oh, well, whatever. But I don't mind us rotating against Everton because I think we're good enough. And there is a balance that needs to be struck. But I don't see that bringing Divock Origi, Adam Lallana and potentially Takumi Minamino into this game makes us a significantly worse outfit. No. You're talking about three changes. You're bringing three senior lads into the team there. That shouldn't be a massive issue for us. I don't see that we're capitulating by doing that. Now, if we then throw Harvey Elliott, Nico Williams, Curtis Jones in, you're starting to tip it over.
But is it though, because of all the experience that they've had, and you look at the league game against Everton as well. Okay, some people said it fell off, the starting lineup and when it
only
came out.
But
they proved themselves. Five changes is a lot, you're right, but the fact that they've come on, and in other games as well, Origi's come in, done a job, he did it last night. Chikiri, okay, he's injured, he won't play this one, comes in, does a job. Lallana again, three, four times a season, he's played different roles, and he's come in and done a job every time. Why? We should have confidence in these players to have an ability play Everton, who are having a shit season.
Yeah, well, James Milner, Adam Lallana, Divock Origi, these are all lads for whom, Georgia, the FA Cup
like they'll play all them games. Mm-hmm. You know, if they want to, you know, they're going to be bit part players in the bigger thing. They're going to play games. They're going to have plenty of minutes between now and the end of the season. But are they going to start a Champions League semi-final if everyone else is fit? No, like they're not. They're just their role in the squad.
Yeah.
However, will they start an FA Cup semi-final? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if we're progressing in those other competitions, mm-hmm. they probably will start in those games. So that's what it's about. It's about, for me, it's about those lads who are on the fringe. They know their role within the squad, but they know they're good enough, and they should be looking. They'll be looking at Everton as an opportunity, the same way that they did in the league game.
Yeah.
Klopp gave them the confidence. He said to Shaqiri, he said to Origi, "No, I'm giving you this game because that's how good you are." And it's another opportunity for those lads to see as an opportunity.
That's the thing, then, lads. You talk about the Origi, Milner. Any other side, they'd be starting week in, week out. Yeah. They just, and they probably have because they're professionals, is you have to accept that's the team that you're in at the moment. Yeah. And you have to understand what an honour it is to be in that team.
Yeah.
And the fact is that you're the cup squad. Okay. Then you go and you turn out for that cup and you could end up lifting that cup. Yeah. Like, James Milner could be captain on the pitch lifting an FA Cup.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a hardship for them to be squad players in that squad at the end of the day.
You're still playing at Anfield in front of the cop against Everton.
You'll still get a Champions League winner's medal. You'll still get a Premier League winner's medal. It doesn't matter because you've played your part.
Yeah, no, 100%. Right, we're going to do preferred 11s after the break, but before we do, yes, we've done a Team of the Decade special, the Red Men TV contributors. 10 years we've been doing this. We pulled together all of our knowledge over the decade to pick the best Liverpool 11. The special is out on YouTube now, but here's a little clip. He got 31 assists in his first 128 games for the club. He made his first team debut on the 25th of October 2015 versus Spurs. It's Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Well, what can you say about Trent? He's probably the world's favourite young player at the moment. Everyone loves him. You can't watch a game of football now with the commentators telling you how brilliant he is at creating chances, praising the quality of his crossing.
Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back is funny because we're not that far removed from people saying things like, oh, you can't defend. Oh, you know, a defender, a right back has got to defend first and foremost. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Not in Liverpool's team at the moment. Not under Jurgen Klopp. You've got to do more. You've got to create goals and you've got to score goals. He can take free kicks as well. I didn't know that. Hoffenheim, away. Champions League qualifier. This young lad that we've chucked in the deep end at right back at the start of the season. And he steps up and scores a free kick. And just the away end going nuts is a memory. And, you know, seeing his brother come piling over the top behind me is a memory I will never, ever forget. Yeah, check out the full thing on YouTube. And if you want the discussion show around it, that is on the redmentv.com, where we sat down and we talked a little bit about the ins and outs and how the team was constructed and why the players deserved or didn't deserve to be in there. Yeah, very, very good stuff indeed.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, preferred 11s. It's a tricky one, a very, very tricky one, James. You did, I mean, the name Seth Vandenberg was on your lips prior to filming.
He just looks funny, doesn't he? I just wanted to see, you know, he's a big, tall ginger drink of piss. I just want to see him run around for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think
he's going to get anywhere near this.
No, he's not going to get anywhere near it, is he? No. I keep the same defence. Possibly what either maybe Trent or Robbo gets a rest. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I'm not sure quite who you'd put in.
I wonder with...
For them.
With Robbo coming off early.
One of them's got... Well, you wouldn't play both. You wouldn't start both of them, I don't think.
Mm. I wonder whether Ross with Nico Williams... Been on the bench for a few games now. I know, I mean, out of necessity, but obviously he goes over to Qatar. He's there from the start as well. He doesn't figure in the Villa game. So he's been training with the first team. I thought he was outstanding against Arsenal in the Carabao. Went right to, you know, like to the last minute extra. The shift that he put in was great. In being a local lad as well, it being a derby, I wonder whether there's just an opportunity for someone like him and someone like Curtis Jones, whereas if it was another game, I might not throw them in. Mm-hmm. But it's at Anfield. Maybe it gives you the opportunity to rest Trent, it gives you an opportunity to rest Henderson or Milner or something, and you get an extra 5-10% out of these lads.
I hadn't thought of that before I did put a lineup.
Okay.
But it's not changing my mind. I'll put Milner in there at right back over Trent, just because I think Trent needs a rest, like James said, but I also think the threat of Luca Digne going up top as well. Mm-hmm. I think Milner being a bit more defensive minded, I think he kind of cut that out. But also,
you just described James Milner as being a converted winger, James Milner being more defensive minded.
He's compared to Trent, yeah.
Is he?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I would as well.
He's a fucking liability defensively. Are we insane? If we watched James Milner play fullback for us in the last
one. Quite sensible for 5 minutes last night.
Yeah, absolutely. I've
changed the goalkeeper as well. I don't see Adrian getting game time anywhere else, so I think he plays the FA Cup game. I think he's done nothing wrong. Not that Alisson needs a rest, but I just think I give Adrian the cup. Because he's not getting a chance.
It's an interesting shout. It's one I hadn't considered for a single second, but you're all nodding along.
I think we all trust him, don't we? I don't think any of us would be particularly disheartened if we saw his name on the team sheet.
And it's his birthday today, so why not give him a treat and go,
Adrian. I'm not sure that's how I'm picking tactically how I'm approaching
it. And that's exactly what Klopp's doing as well.
He just unwraps it.
The team sheet.
Oh, boss, it's just what I always wanted.
I've got Gomez, Van Dijk, Robbo. The rest of the defence, but then I've gone Lallana, Gini, Minamino in midfield.
It was telling. I think that Nat Phillips got a mention in the post-match press conference. Anyone? I know he's back from loan, isn't he? Mm. I mean, Ross is shaking. I think he'll come in for this. He's good. I think we've forgotten how good Nat Phillips is. I know he's not played tons of football since then. He's had a couple of injury
problems. What game would he come into is the question, I think.
Are we all saying that Henderson's definitely getting rested for this?
I'm surprised he played last night, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
He's played a lot of football.
But the problem you've got is that who comes in? Are you going to start? Like, Genie's played a lot of footy. He was injured for all of Qatar. He's come back in. I thought he was excellent against Leicester. Don't think he was great against Wolves. And then I thought he was excellent again against Sheffield United.
But Henderson's played all those games.
Henderson has. No, exactly.
You've got to rest Henderson.
I think as well with Genie, it's about form. It's about getting him in that form that he is in for the Dutch national side. Yeah. For Liverpool, he's so good at breaking play up. He's so good at literally just holding a player off for a good 10 minutes.
There was a point against Sheffield United where he had like three guys on top of him. It was like that bit in The Matrix when all the Edward Smiths are all over Neo and he has to burst out. I was out of my seat.
but he does that so well. But for then the Dutch national team, he also has, like, he's a prolific goal scorer for them as well. And it'd be nice to see that Gini Wijnaldum for Liverpool as well. And I think against Everton, that's the perfect chance for him to try and, you know.
This is the thing, isn't it? We start talking about who needs a rest. Everyone needs a rest. Everyone needs a rest, but we just don't have the players to compensate for it. Because let's be honest, if you had, look at the players you were out, Fabinho, Oxlade-Chamberlain, James Shaqiri, we would imagine is going to be out for this game. Then you're listing the centre-halves.
Naby Keita
now, Klopp has said he's going to miss this game. Jordan Henderson might have to play because...
Got Minamino.
Yeah, but where's yeah, but he's, you're not putting him in midfield. Yeah, I don't think we're putting Minamino straight into. You've done that clearly. Yeah. Stupid.
Why
would we put?
Why?
What do you mean? Why? What do you mean? What do you mean? Why?
Like, why not?
Well, he's more. He's played the game of football in midfield for Liverpool. You don't.
I've gone 4-2-3-1. It's fine.
You play him in the 10.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the midfield. That's not the midfield, is it? Like, you know, if we're playing 4-3-3, I don't think there's a chance in hell we're bringing a new player into that midfield. Look, Fabinho didn't play for fucking 6 months before we let him basically play in that midfield. Oxlade-Chamberlain the same.
But I think this is a case of we need him to wrestle the people.
Maybe.
For the first time, we do suddenly feel a little bit threadbare in the midfield, don't we? Yeah. If you take Jordan Henderson out, all of a sudden, I genuinely don't know who plays
what
that
was
role.
Adam unless our eighth choice midfielder when we started the season, he's going to start.
Unless you play James Milner in that role,
but then you.
I've got Lanagini.
You've got one. I think guaranteedly one of the three who started against Sheffield United has to play definitely because we just don't have enough.
When's our next game after Sunday?
Is it the following? It's Saturday.
Yeah,
we played Spurs on the 11th.
We've got 5 days.
That's what I mean in terms of like time scale. 5 days is a long time for Liverpool. So we talk about rest and we talk about this. They've had however many games in the past like month.
Yeah.
5 days are going to be like, oh, it's like a holiday. Maybe these players.
It depends who's back. Because if Jurgen Klopp has got this a readout and it's just saying.
Shaqiri's back.
Exactly. Before Spurs, you're going to have Oxlade-Chamberlain back. Then I think he probably asks two of the midfielders maybe to go again.
That's what it means. Like, you can then afford to. It's not even a risk to just say, do you know what? I know you need that rest, but like, can you just do one game against the FA Cup? Like, it's not like you're asking them to go full throttle against, you know, City or Leicester in the league.
But the thing is, with this game, is look, as much as we walked all over Everton in the league, but I think they were ripe for the picking there. If nothing else, what you're going to get out of this game is they're going to come in, they're going to work the socks off, they're going to come in and they're going to run and they're going to press. They're going to have a level of desire that we haven't seen from them this season.
When you look at the teams, so does Sheffield United. Sheffield United works so hard. Like, compared to Everton, we're not going to make 5 changes and we're not going to make, like, you know, bring in God knows who off the bench. But the fact is that they won't be our toughest game that we've played. By no means.
No, I mean, you might be right, but I think the point I'm kind of trying to drive at this is we do need to rest. You know, just in terms of, it's all like saying there's a week in between, and again, it will depend on who additionally is available for that. Mm-hmm. And I think we will make 3 or 4 changes probably at least for this game. But the point I'm kind of driving at is this is going to be a physically demanding game regardless. Yeah. You know, it's going to be as physically demanding as Sheffield United was, and as Wolves was, and as Leicester was, because Everton are not the team that they were 6 weeks ago or whatever.
But also Everton have just come through a Christmas period as well. I've been busy fixtures. He's just been beating Man City, and they were shit, by the way.
Yeah.
And their squad isn't as big as ours, so they can afford to rest and rotate up to them against Liverpool at Anfield is another question.
It would be psychologically, James, I think us rotating was a masterstroke in December because it told all the squad players that we used, I think you're boss and I think you're good enough to play in a massive game to Derby. But it also told Everton, we think you're shit and we're going to make 5 changes. But I actually wonder whether psychologically, again, if you go
to Ken,
if we do the flip, if we put our strongest team out in this game, you could maybe have this game won. You win the mental battle before the ball's even kicked.
Yeah, I think there's an argument for both, isn't there? You could be for loads of changes or against, and you know.
I think if we make loads of changes and Everton go with the same team, which they largely are likely to, because they haven't got a big squad. I think it gives them a psychological edge.
I think it does.
I think they go, well, we've given some team. They've. Prior to losing to Man City, they were on a decent unbeaten run. They've played some good teams.
But equally, when we say
you're all desperate to slaughter Everton here. I mean, this is not a hill. This is not a hill I'm going to die on. Like,
but equally, when we're talking about rotation, we're not talking about bringing in some unknown 16-year-old. We're talking about bringing
Adam Lallana.
We're talking about bringing in Adam Lallana, Divock Origi, The only kind of unknown quantity for me would be Harvey Elliott, who I would start as, and I think him coming on at the end of the Sheffield game is a precursor to him starting in this cup game. I think we've been itching to see this lad at Anfield, and for me, that's going to be the big focus. Is going to be him starting this match. You rest Bobby Firmino because we've all made that decision. I mean, he's knackered.
Yeah.
So he gets a rest. But actually, the players that we're bringing in, Harvey Elliott aside, I don't think any of them, you know, psychologically for Everton, seeing them walk out, they think this is a weak
side. Yeah, but I mean, I think
the last thing Everton want to see is Divock Origi.
That's true. Yeah,
make that very clear.
I think bring him on. I think we leave him. We leave him Origi, leave him there. And then we just bring him on.
Yeah, just right. Have him standing facing their bench.
Just have him just watch Pickford for the whole
well,
for the
we,
whole.
Well, Klopp just keeps bringing him to the halfway line, like, and then go, no, no, not yet. Yeah, and Chalotti's like,
yeah, no. You're all right because all of these points I'm making are all countered by the fact that Liverpool, whatever Liverpool team goes out into the field, is going to run the bollocks off themselves. They're going to have the work rate. They've got plenty of ability themselves. I just think that thing for Everton is that they're going to be tired. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be going into it, and just if they. Whether it's only a 5% psychological boost, they will be buoyed by thinking, by not knowing that they're not having to run all that effort against our best of our best team, would give them a lift compared to if they see a team and it's got Harvey Elliott, Curtis Jones and Nico Williams in, that they will feel that they've got a better chance of winning the game.
Equally, it's at Anfield and they've been shitting the bed at Anfield for years.
Yeah.
So maybe that 5% boost that they get from not seeing Roberto Firmino or not seeing Jordan Henderson, that's taken away as soon as their players walk out there and think, oh, not this again.
It's also taken away by fresh legs. They might fancy the chances of thinking they've seen Firmino run himself into the ground for the past 3-4 weeks are going, oh shit, they've got Divock Origi who hasn't played for the past 2-3 games.
Yeah.
He's going to run right for 90
even
minutes.
Even that, they underestimate Harvey Elliott and they'd underestimate Curtis Jones and them lads to be coming in going, you thought that he's...
If we play Javier, if we play the trio of Nico, Curtis and Harvey, one of them's definitely getting sent off for this game. We haven't had losing there in a derby for ages.
It's got that, almost.
Yeah,
it's got that
real vibe of it. Like, but no, if it was me, you know, it was. I like the idea of that. I like the idea of bringing. I'd quite like to see Curtis Jones in this game. I'm dead set. I'd love to see Harvey Elliott as well, but I do wonder whether just in terms of working it out, it's a tough one for Klopp. It wouldn't shock me to see like a back four, a Virgil van Dijk will start just in terms of numbers, but like Nat Phillips starting in centre half, was rotating one of the fullbacks for either Milner or Williams, and then you're asking Lallana. One of Genie and Henderson in the midfield, then Curtis Jones, and then you keep Mane in because he's the fittest of the front three, and then you're playing Origi and Harvey Elliott.
It's interesting no one's mentioned Rian Brewster, the fact that he's postponed his deal to Swansea because...
Is he fit?
I think so, well, that's
the simple thing.
I think he's maybe kind of more. Missed the boat, yeah. Brewster.
Yeah.
I think he was involved in the squad for the Champions League. He got a medal. And then I think everybody was waiting for him to be, you know, on he comes and this is. And then obviously he got injured and obviously there was talks of, you know, loans and things
missing
like that.
Missing the Villa game was massive for him.
I think that's the thing. If he would have been in that Villa game and he would have smashed in 2 goals, even just looked good like Harvey Elliott did or when we played and Curtis Jones absolutely worked the socks off and got man of the match. If he would have been that player, then he would have been, you know, a star man in games like this. But the fact is, the youngsters that we've now... Curtis Jones is a player that people now know.
Yeah.
And people say, I can't wait to see this kid
You're
play.
Not, he's not jumping ahead of the pecking order of Divock Origi or at the moment, Harvey Elliott.
There's youngsters that have come in now who've overtook him in the name, even in, like... familiarity to fans, and that's kind of massive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an interesting one. Certainly, there's plenty of options. It's mad. I wonder. I think people will be encouraged by it. I don't know. I just don't know. Again, for me, it's the Spurs game, and I think if you go away to Tottenham with Mourinho in charge, and you can come away with 3 points.
the psychological, I mean, look, again, 13 points clear at the top of the league, a game in hand is a fairly insurmountable lead at this point anyway. But in terms of that being probably one of your most difficult games left of the entire season, I think he'll want his full strength team available for that game. Mm-hmm. And so that's good. That will have it. That will inform what we do for this one.
But Tottenham are a mess at the back, don't you? I mean, they are a car crash right now. Yeah. So all you need is you rest Firmino and you rest Salah, and all of a sudden you've got three very fit, very hungry players running at very old Tottenham defenders.
Also on a psychological boost, can we not wear the gold badges for this?
We can wear the gold badges for this. We
will so be you're going up against your rivals wearing a fucking gold badge against a team against a team who Sheffield United never even asked if they can borrow the training pitch for 5 minutes and went to Stanley Park instead.
Yeah.
That's a fucking shit they are.
You slide in and Harvey Elliott runs past with his gold badge.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, come on.
I'm here for that. Yeah, I'm here for
all
that.
About that life.
I do like the idea of like Nat Phillips wearing the gold
He's
badge.
He's a world champion.
Yeah, absolutely. All that stuff. Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. Let's have some score predictions, Ross. What do you think?
3-1.
Okay, ooh. Georgia?
3-0.
Okay, James.
1-0.
Oh.
Origi.
Elliot. Go ahead.
Minamino.
I think it's tough. I think if we go full strength, then I think we win this 2-3-0. But I think we'll probably make 5 or 6 changes, and I think it'll be 2-1. I think they'll have a sniff. Because it's the most heartbreaking thing that could happen is they have a little look in, and it's just go back to just doing what we do. You're right.
Or they score
Minamino to score the winner.
Like Van Dijk did when he signed in January. So, there you go.
Yeah, I'm here for that. Yes, let us know your preferred 11s and your score predictions in the comments section underneath. Guys, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. As always, if you want more from these guys, the Final Word Show is on the redmentv.com for Sheffield United. If you want to go back in time and talk about that, then we have done. If you want more content, Chris has got stats and tactics going up on the website as well. And yes, go and check out the Team of the Decade special as well. Other than that, thank you very much. See you all soon. Ta-da.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.